Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello everyone.
Hello, hello.
This is the Swedish Indian Football Mafia.
Yeah, let's call it Swedish.
Adil and Kunal are sitting here, and James is dead for a long time ago.
Yep.
And it's kind of funny. You for a moment Al went away, but you kind of replaced him and Al for the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Al's coming back the 19th.
Yeah.
So we're anticipating that. We've talked about making some regular changes, and you talking about pimping up everything as well.
Yeah. So I don't want
pressure.
No, what I'm not going to do is talk about it right now because I would just fail. So yeah,
I was hoping
things will happen, and let's see soon enough. Yeah. You guys will know.
So 19th outcome. So things are happening now. The transfer window is open.
Yeah.
Not any big things among the big clubs yet.
No, no.
But we have a lot of China.
Yeah, but that's typically the January window, isn't it? So I don't see any big transfers. Maybe some deals will be semi-locked until the summer.
Payet said today now, or yesterday evening, I guess, that he definitely wants to leave.
Yeah.
Hands in transfer request. Bilic in the interview said then that he wants to leave. We don't want to sell our best players.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play. We will not sell him. It was
and
very...
we won't play him till he gets a better attitude, he said as well.
Yeah, but we've seen this before. So one of two things going to happen. Either they're going to stay on their words and not play him, and sooner or later he'll make a U-turn in February then, I guess. Or they'll sell him in January.
Yeah.
I mean,
Marseille is looking like the most probable destination.
You think so? I think they bid for like it. But I don't think that's the most probable. I think somebody in the Premier League is going to pick
him. I think if he will leave in January, he'll end up in Marseille.
Well, he's linked United. I don't think they need him.
No.
But I think there's a host of teams who could do with him.
But I think he would leave for one of those big four top clubs. That would happen last year. That won't happen now.
I agree with you.
He's not young.
He's 29, but this is still if a big club buys him now, they can have him well for at least 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So at
but
least
it's a really risky kind
it's a risky but it depends the price. If you're gonna get a player of that quality coming to your team straight away, it's gonna cost you like 30-40 million pounds maybe.
Which club would need him after like top 4, 5, 6? No one
in England.
Yeah,
in England it's difficult. I think
bring him to Milan. I think
he would do well in Liverpool.
Yeah,
I think he will do well. Liverpool.
Is he needed? Are they even playing him? Where would he play?
Yeah, but the problem now, for instance, now Liverpool lost in the League Cup.
Haven't scored 2 games in a row.
Chelsea didn't score against Spurs. What
happened? But I'm just saying that. Yeah, but Chelsea wasn't.
Coutinho's just back, and Mane, they miss him. Of course.
No, they. Okay.
Sturridge was shit. Yeah. He will go if they get a bid.
Sturridge wasn't shit. He was awful.
Everybody
was the worst. He was a catastrophe. He doesn't look like a football player.
Strangest thing, it was like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Because the best player for Liverpool by a mile was actually Karius, the goalkeeper.
Yeah, it was.
Who saved them in the game. Because if they would have lost 3-0, which they could have, maybe would have been technically out of the fixture. But now 1-0, I think they're almost favourites at Anfield to take this back. They're going to be hungry. They're going to have some players back. And they're going to probably put in on a strong team. So, but if, to talk about Sturridge there, if they get a bid, I think they'll sell him. But will they get a bid
for
him?
If they continue this poor form, I don't see them finishing top four.
No, top four, I think.
They don't have, for me, you know, when the season start and until now, they have overachieved. They don't have the squad for a top four team. That's my opinion. They lack They have a pretty good, solid midfield. That's what they have. They don't have, you know...
Yeah, but it's unbalanced now.
Yeah, and...
I think, like, when you play Chan and Lucas...
And just coming back to that, they don't have one good striker. Come on, give me that now, a deal. Just, okay.
I think Mane is good.
So, if plan A, and, you know, you gotta
admit... I like Mane.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay. But he's not a striker.
No, and
you gotta admit that, you know...
We had the discussion. We're gonna have
it again. But Jurgen Klopp just have one. Just have one plan.
And if that plan doesn't work. I agree. The team is not fully balanced.
Yeah.
Nor is City's, of course.
Yeah.
Arsenal are getting there slowly, building one.
Always looking
like half player a season. Yeah. They add because when they add one player, like when somebody gets injured in another position. So, and at the moment. If Harry Kane stays fit, we look quite balanced.
And United do as well.
Yeah, United now as well.
And Chelsea, of course.
Now he's found his formula, United. Yeah. I think they look very, you know, it's good. They can add another midfielder if they sell Schneiderlin now, which they're going to Everton. It's talk about 20 million. It's a good buy for Everton, I think.
And with that, it opens up for De La Feo to Milan. You heard about this.
Yeah, he wants to leave as well.
And he has already agreed terms with Milan, so it's not...
It's not the same position, but I agree with you.
No, but basically they needed midfielders. And and Everton, because, you know, the terms were agreed between the player and the club, Milan, but...
Where is Milan going to play him? Up front or wings?
No, they will play him on a wing.
On
a wing. They play a 4-3-3.
He's strange, De La Feo. He's played as a youngster when he was young, striker. Yeah. Then he played at a wing for a long, long time. Yeah. And now he moved back for a while at Everton as a striker.
But again. I think he surely is... He does the work best as a wingman, I think.
I think, but he's still pretty young. So I'm guessing that he can change still to become a pure striker. But today's strikers are different, you know.
I'm really happy to see... If he comes to Milan, I'm really happy to see that move because I think he's one of those players that... He isn't in the right kind of environment, I think. I don't think Everton is the right kind of football team for him. And also, you know... He has a similar way of playing as Suso has.
Do you think he should go to a better team, or do you think that
better team? Milan is a better team than Everton.
Yeah, but is that what you think?
To be honest, I think Milan and Everton is pretty close. To be honest, right now, and I just think it's a different kind of environment. It's not the same tempo, but it's more tactical and technical, and I think he could do well in Milan. I really see that. So let's hope that happens. It surely wouldn't be resolved until the final day, knowing Milan. So let's see. I'm eager to see that, and hopefully he'll be there when... maybe he will be there when I'm there.
Fuck, you really want him now?
Yeah, I want him.
Ah! I still think he's not still a star player.
You need to check the Milan squad to say that.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. But I just don't think Delafay is good, but he's still up and down.
Yeah.
And so is
Niang, and he's way more down. So
of course,
that's basically,
but
Niang, the things we have to play with.
Niang for me is definitely not world class.
No,
I mean, no way.
Delafay could be. I don't think Niang would ever be because he lacks certain things that hasn't. That isn't, you know, an age thing. He lacks certain things. That's just my opinion.
I don't rate him that much anyway. So, I don't think it's that.
What about the United game against Hull? Looked pretty.
It was Hull.
Yeah.
I mean, they're struggling so bad in the league. They can't find a win or a goal from anywhere. So I mean, 2-0 is. I guess they're happy with that. And it looks like they're going to progress on that. Funny, in the League Cup, it's not the same away goal rules. It's always an extra time first, and then the away goal.
I don't get that. Could you rectify it? Could you just say, okay, this is why they do it?
Why they do it, I think, is just because...
Just for fun.
No, because I think the first reason is that before in the Cups, when there was only FA Cup, they used to have replay in every round.
Yeah, but that's FA Cup.
Yeah, but they used to have replay in every round. Even the semifinals, quarterfinals, final. Even finals used to have replays. You play a draw and then you have a replay in the final. Amazing. So when the League Cup came, they still didn't want to like do it like a normal cup. Yeah. I'm guessing now, so that they have, you know, away goals like a normal cup. So I guess you force an extra time.
Is this a British thing, like driving on the wrong side of the road as well? It's so.
Yeah, but you have cups who have different rules sometimes. I mean,
in which country, please?
I mean, I mean the cup in Barcelona, you play two in Spain, you play two legs.
Yeah,
you did that before in the League Cup. So I'm just saying cups change.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So this is just a flavor, okay, and I think, and for me, I think it's logical.
Yeah.
I don't like away goals at all. I hate that shit. No. I hate it. So for the League Cup in the semifinal, at least you try to maybe have a more open game.
Yeah.
Because away games kind of close them a little bit.
Yeah.
So I personally, I'm not a big fan of away games. I know it's an extra tactical thing.
Yeah.
But I don't like it.
I'm not a big fan of cups, you know, except of kind of the Champions League and the World Cup and the Euros, because, you know, I'm sure you would agree with me, we all hate international breaks when they come, right?
Mm.
And the cup breaks aren't called breaks. They're just there, and you're not expecting, because, you know, if we know, oh, okay, next.
But do you know why you say this?
No, but, okay, let me just finish. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that the cups, and just to mention that Milan played the final in the Italian Cup last year, so it's not a Milan thing. Milan plays later this night, and I'm kind of excited. I'm not like this is a league game, so for me, I don't know if this is the right way to do it, really.
Yeah, but do you know what? I think for me, now I feel that way.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
The past maybe 5 years.
Okay, now I know.
But what you're getting at. From 1991 to 2009-10, I mean, we're talking 20 years.
Yeah.
It was almost every season started.
Yeah.
And you felt that the best way of having some kind of success.
Yeah.
Is either to win a cup because you won't win the league.
Yeah.
And the second of it is Europe. We didn't play for Europe for 10 years almost.
Yeah, Inter fans love the cup.
Yeah, so
won it so many times.
I remember when we won the League Cup, we came out to, back then it was UEFA Cup. We hadn't played there for years.
Okay.
So it was great. It was Europe. You know, now I don't give a flying fuck about Europa League. So I agree with you now, but that is only for the big. If you haven't supported a big team all your life, the cups are huge.
That, I actually agree. So that's actually my bad, and I should be more humble about this, as Milan hasn't looked great for a couple
of
years,
should, but you're an asshole.
But I'm an asshole.
Genetically, you're an asshole. Yeah, exactly. Berlusconi has rubbed off on you.
You know what?
What?
When going to Milan.
Maybe he made a rub on you. Has he matched better than you, Berlusconi?
No. He hasn't.
All right. All this talk of Rob and Berlusconi, I thought maybe it's happened.
No, so you know what? Going to the Milan Napoli game next week, we're sitting next to, you know, the VIP section, the Milan VIP section. So we're sitting next to Berlusconi and Galliani and all of
these. Were these seats more expensive, or were just next to
them? No, they are more expensive.
Okay, all right.
But that's a long story. I know a guy. But however.
So it's like a Noah. You know, people say a Noah guy.
I do know a guy.
Usually either in jail. Or dirty politicians. I mean, it's only
I'm a
Trump.
Dirty politician.
It's only like Trump and a guy in prison who
I'm
say
immune,
that.
I'm immune to.
So, you know.
And every Italian guy in a movie.
So you need heroin?
I know a guy.
So you want her pop?
And you know
I know a guy.
It's almost every
who is
time.
This guy?
It's the same guy, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same guy.
So if I tell you I need a telephone.
He works at the flea market in Vårberg Centrum here in Sweden at Mondays to Fridays and at Saturdays and Sundays.
You kind of outed him. How many work in the flea market for 5 days
a week?
A lot of people. But then fly out to
Italy. Oh my God, you say all of them look the same? That's so racist a deal.
No, actually you said it.
Yeah. No, so what
I thought
I'm
it was one
for,
guy. So
what
yeah,
I'm hoping for is like 2 minutes with Berlusconi. I don't know what I will tell him, but I will get there somewhere.
Would
so
you be offensive?
This is a really fake promise, but I'm promising you guys that I'll try to talk to Berlusconi and get some pitches of it.
Okay.
Well.
So you know what? You know what? You don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So probably not gonna happen. But if it happens, you need to be a little prepared.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, you need to feel like, you know, I can do this. So, I'm Berlusconi. You're sitting behind me at the Italian game. We're watching. Sì, calcio! Calcio!
Yeah.
Milan! Oh,
no, but he's not that injured.
And
he's dying, man.
And Milan just conceded a goal.
Yeah.
And he's sitting and talk
but
to
I
a girl.
Won't okay okay
and he's sitting talking to a girl now when they concede it's ah and then he keeps on talking to her. What do you say?
But okay, I need to disturb this guy.
Yeah, he says something Italian, okay, okay, says, and then he understands your English. That what do you want?
Okay, so what I will say to him is, yeah. Excuse me, Berlusconi, I see you talking.
Who you say to? Who? So
Mr.
To me?
To Mr. Me? Okay, excuse me, Mr. Berlusconi, see? I see you talking to my wife. My name is blah blah blah. That is the opening line.
Okay,
and you know she won't understand it because it's only Silvio that might understand English.
Well, maybe that's a girl he's been dating for like 6 years since
exactly.
She was 12.
And now he should be thankful.
She was 12. Okay. Dating for 6 years. She's 18.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not
forget
saying
the wife. What are you going to say to Berlusconi? Buck up your ideas, man. Come on.
I don't know what to fucking say.
Is it going to be positive or negative?
Do you have any idea? I think...
I know what I would say to him.
Yeah, but okay. From my angle, it would be surely I would start off positive. And then I would become passive-aggressive, and it would end up in some jail time for me, I think.
Okay, all right, yeah, good. That's easy.
That seems like a nice
idea,
right?
If I was you, I would say, like, listen to me, I am...
Why the fuck
My name is
you...
Guna.
Yeah.
I am Hindu,
yeah.
So I believe in reincarnation. I'm going to tell you one thing you didn't know. When Mussolini died, he reincarnated into your baby you, okay? Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, Mr. Silvio, do you got your daughter Barbara's telephone number? Because I hear she like brown guys.
I don't think he'll say, yeah, sure, how much money are you willing to pay?
I would say...
He's an asshole.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't think he cares.
I don't know what the fuck to say to this guy.
I mean, I'm not a Milan supporter. For me, it's just simple. I just think he's a creep on every level.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's like Italian Trump.
Yeah, he is.
Much worse.
No, but no, not worse.
Of course worse,
he's
because
worse
Trump hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah, no, but you know what? He's not worse because this guy is, he's evil and everything, but he's smart as well.
Yeah, but that's a bad combo.
No,
that's a problem.
No,
he's slick.
That's something you should admire. That's something you should admire.
You're such
yeah.
a psychopath.
You're so smart and you're evil.
How about Hitler?
He was.
You admire him.
He
as
wasn't
well?
Evil.
Say it.
No, no.
Say it in the pot. Say it. You admire
but, yeah,
Hitler.
Yeah, but that's different. He wasn't evil.
He wasn't evil.
I'm kidding.
But he was smart?
Yeah.
And evil.
I did,
so you admire him.
Did you?
Do you admire.
Did,
I mean, talk
did
about
you live
me.
Then?
Do you admire him?
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't admire. I said you should admire him.
I mean, Osama bin Laden. He was pretty clever.
You know, Osama bin Laden, he was not only clever and smart.
A hero. Same.
And also successful. Very successful
exactly.
in what he did.
For
he was
both
really
sides.
Good looking. And if people doesn't believe me...
Without the beard, yeah,
yeah
it was.
Yeah, exactly.
When he was young.
He was a model. You should just look this guy up without the beard, you know. Yeah, so he had everything.
So
had
you,
like
what are you
88 bitches.
What are you saying? That
everything.
Anybody can be bin Laden. Even if you're
no,
good-looking, model, successful, work for a CIA...
No, you need to be good-looking. You need to be good-looking.
What
it's
about
like,
Saddam Hussein?
It's like you won't believe the guy otherwise. But yeah, but that was with force. Osama, he was like, come on.
But
let's
Saddam
talk
is not
good-looking.
Saddam.
Saddam
would you
was...
like that mustache?
No. Yeah, I have a creepy thing for guys. Middle Eastern guys with mustache.
You
no, it's not that.
Mustache, but yeah.
Should we go back to football?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But this is football, though.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, the one thing has happened this week, actually, that is quite important. I know we differ on opinion here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring that up. I think everybody differs quite a lot.
Yeah.
Most are in unison that the new FIFA idea of the revamp of World Cup.
Yeah.
2026 is going to be 48 teams.
Yeah.
And that's settled.
Yep.
That's going to happen.
Three teams a group and 16 groups.
Yes.
Yeah.
Personally, I like it. And
personally,
I like the only one.
Personally, why the fuck would you like it? Why
I can give you a couple examples.
Okay, please. Go ahead.
I think the basic example would be the basic thing just to say that I think everybody agrees on, but it will still say, yeah, but it doesn't matter. And that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
That's inclusion that more countries, I think, should be allowed to at least
Euros with me.
I think the Euro, the way they put the groups and everything, was that was a disaster. Okay. I didn't think the inclusion of the teams were bad. Okay. I didn't think that Iceland, Albania, they showed that there's nothing wrong with them being in a big tournament. Iceland fucked their group up,
so of course they would be there anyway.
Listen, don't compare these two things. Let me go back to explain why. Because you jumped to Euros, which has nothing to do with the World Cup revamp for me. Because the Euros revamp was completely different. It was way too many teams. You could finish the despite you losing two games, it's not good enough. I would say that inclusion, I like that. First of all, the more countries we play, I think we're extremely Eurocentric, and I do think that Europe has too many places with the old format in the World Cup for it to be a global sport. But I do agree that the amount of European teams that are there deserve to be there on merit how good they are. That's a problem also. Of course, teams will get better and better and keep on having a tradition of getting better and money and whatever when they participate in the World Cup and these tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, like, you should know this from example from just Sweden. We taking bronze 1994 changed this country's view on football. And whoever says it wasn't can just go back and look at the numbers that were showed on hockey and football, both on audiences and on television.
Yeah.
What was prioritized, it's completely changed now. Football is miles ahead now.
I agree.
So that was because if we didn't qualify or play there, this wouldn't have happened here. We wouldn't maybe even not have Zlatan. Maybe he would be a Taekwondo champion. So for me, that reason is just an open reason for everybody who's not in a big team who doesn't play every year in World Cup, every World Cup. It's an obvious yes that we should have more teams for me. That's obvious. And the other thing is this: when you talk about changing the FIFA and everything, you have to understand that certain things are bound to be troublesome if we refuse to change certain aspects of both society and football. If you compare, we changed the format once, right? But even since then, we're talking 20 years back, when next format change is going to come, it's going to have gone 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years of time, I can tell you we're almost 25% more people on the planet as well. Why the fuck shouldn't be 25% more people participating in a fucking tournament as well? I mean, I'm just saying, we're getting more and more and more people, we're getting more and more federations, we're getting more and more leagues, we're getting more and more money, we're getting more and more bigger leagues all over globally. Why should this just be concentrated in...
Is that a question, or are you just talking to yourself?
No, so I think the most problem people have is tradition.
Yeah.
The problem here is tradition. Every other thing, more games, the qualifying will be not as important, blah. It's all fucking bullshit. Because for South American teams, the qualifying is still as little important to talk about. And they still fight for it. Same thing in Europe. The players won't want to play in World Cup because diluted. Bullshit. It's still going to be huge for every player to play in the World Cup. It's nothing to do with the league seasons at all. We're still going to have international breaks at the same... It's not going to be more games in qualifying. It's going to be a couple of more games in the World Cup. Who the fuck complains of that, to be honest? It's not going to be diluted.
Okay.
It's just tradition.
Okay.
Racism and tradition.
No, okay. So, I do agree, looking into it from, a globalization point of view. I do agree, in every point you made, it's correct.
But
looking into it from a quality perspective, and that's, but listen, that's my biggest kind of, So, let me just...
What does that mean?
No, but let me tell you what it means. So, if we start to... This is just a shit tournament, but it's still a tournament. The World Cup of Club teams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely shit, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And there will always be a European winner there, right? And I do agree that everything is really Eurocentric. But what if you were to implement, you know, some things out of that? I'm just talking sport-wise right now, competition-wise. If you take teams like, for sure, New Zealand will play every fucking kind of, you know, World Cup there will
be. No, it depends. No, but that's a different. That's a different thing.
Okay, but
we're not talking about that.
I won't go into any specific team. What I'm trying to say is, I just wanted to be like. I don't want it to be like Champions League. Because like Champions League is right now. But listen to me. Like Champions League is right now. You know, the group stage, it's not even fun anymore. It's like two games.
For the big teams.
No, but listen.
For the big teams, no. Not for the small teams. The first round of the 16 groups, three in each group, would be maybe, first of all, it wouldn't be, to say that it used, first of all, if it's easier to qualify from a group, it's two games, a team.
Yeah.
They can need a fucking warm-up game to get the tactics going, for crying out loud. I mean, that could be fine. That would almost
and
be good.
And then there would be another group stage, possibly?
No.
So just knockout.
No, listen, it's very easy. It's 16 groups, three teams a group, two qualify from each group. It leaves you how many teams? 32 teams, knockout phase. One extra round. And the problem here is this. If you're talking about quality-wise, it will be less. That is, for me, a best argument you could just mirror back to that person. Because that, for me, is saying that so many bad teams will come into the tournament. They'll be, if they're bad, if these teams are truly as bad as we say, they'll be eliminated in the first round of group play because they have to be...
No, but it doesn't work like that.
That's the problem. Yeah. We're afraid. All of a sudden, we love the most thing in football we love. Everybody loves it. Even the big teams love it. Upsets, small teams winners, underdogs winners. But if it happens when it can disturb one of the top 16 teams in the world, 12 teams in the world, they get offended because they don't want to fall onto another mine.
If you're the best team, you
fucking win the tournament. What difference does it make if 16 more teams in the tournament? It should be easier. It shouldn't be harder. Your main competitors are 8 of the ones you're saying are the best. If this is true, it doesn't matter. If this is true, it will just help 16 more countries in the world who can get a bit more excited over the World Cup that we are every year. Every 4 years we're excited. But they are not. Because they don't have any fucking team representing their continent.
I'm in. You convinced me.
It's just
this is actually the first time Adil ever convinced me of anything. Sure. I think it's a great idea. I really do. You know what I was thinking, and you're probably right, because I think it's very human to be like, you could be afraid of change as well.
Of course.
And you're used to something, and I agree.
It's afraid of change combined with...
Maybe we will see India in the World Cup.
How awesome wouldn't that be? If you have a World Cup, you have a group with India and China in another group, and you say, these are going to be battered so hard. They draw one game. You're going to have 2 billion people be like they won the World Cup. Why can't they celebrate? Okay. Why the fuck should it just be like... 300,000
Okay, first off, Chinese people do not celebrate. And second thing...
They win the World Cup.
And second thing...
Have you heard Chinese commentary, mate? They celebrate.
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
they celebrate.
Yeah, okay, but okay. So what I'm trying to say is...
They talk so fast that people in China think they speak another language.
So you know what? Okay, let's agree on that. I think it's a welcome change. Yeah. Let's see what it does.
I think I'll just say that when you really take down the arguments, they are shallow. I mean, for me, they are shallow. They are afraid of change, and then afraid of you actually being humiliated by a country that you feel.
I don't feel.
Now, you maybe don't feel. I'm talking about like England, for instance.
Yeah, but England.
Listen, if they would have lost a World Cup with Euros with 16 teams, all great teams, they would have lost to France, Portugal, somebody else. People say you were shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you were shit. You're just shit. Okay, you're shit of the 16.
Yeah.
Now they lost against Iceland.
Yeah.
The only reason that happened was that Iceland even could get in the tournament. They would have got in anyway because they had a great qualifying. But I'm just saying, for example, if one of these small teams, so-called, came in and won that game, Now they feel like humiliated. They don't want to be in this situation. But you know what? You can't go around and having players, having millions, saying that you are best. For what reason? Just because you feel that way? Just because traditionally England has a good team to have a strong relationship with Germany?
I don't want to talk about this England team.
No, just an example.
Just coming back to one question. And you know what? Let's leave that 48 team change, right? Because I believe in it. So what I don't believe is a certain player that has been so hyped, and I don't get it.
Well, okay.
Could you please just give me a 1 minute brief on Adam Lallana? Who is he? Why is people saying he's so good? Why is he linked to like larger clubs outside of England? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Could you tell me one English player that has been really prolific outside of England? And don't say Bale. I'm not going to.
He's not English.
No,
he's Welsh.
So what is up with this?
I think Beckham had a good career. Beckham did well outside.
Do you really want to go down this road?
No, I think he did all right. I think Beckham did well.
He did all right where? In Real Madrid?
I think Real Madrid, the season he was there, he earned his respect. I think everybody thought he was a good footballer then. I think he did good in MLS, doesn't count. And the loan spells, he did well.
In Milan?
Yeah, he did well in loan spells.
In PSG?
Yeah.
Okay.
Milan, not in PSG.
Would you agree that 90% of whatever he did was within England's borders?
Of course, okay, definitely.
So okay.
100%.
And I love Beckham, so yeah. I don't want to get this wrong.
No, I don't know why you're getting defensive. I'm just saying that he did
all
right.
Let's talk about Adam Lallana. Just tell me. Do you agree?
I didn't want him in Spurs, but I think the difference with Lallana now is this. That, first of all, in the League Cup now, he played him again as he played him before. Yeah. And that's on the wing or behind. I think the people that are raving about his performances this year, I don't know if they thought about it, but he's not playing on the wings.
Yeah.
He's not playing behind. He's playing deeper in midfield.
Yeah.
And since he's been doing that, everything about him has been better. Yeah. I think he's a better player arriving late in the area instead of early as he did before. I've never seen him as a cut-in winger like Coutinho or even a... You know, De Bruyne, Lamela, whatever, that kind of wing goes into field and shit. I've never seen him that way. I never understood. I never thought he was pacey enough to play there. He came up with odd goals and stuff like that. He's a decent player. He's not world class.
No.
I think the only reason now is because
he shouldn't be able to play a step higher than Liverpool. And you know, just. And that kind of Liverpool team that they have right now, that's why he's here. You know, what I'm trying to say is.
I think this.
Is this once again an Englishman being overhyped in England? Someone paying overpriced for him?
Well, first of all,
they have brilliant marketers there.
But first of all, I think you fell into a trap here.
Fucking Andy Carroll.
No, these rumors are just rumors.
No, but okay, but just being linked. He should just die now because
like the Sun has written that. I mean,
but still.
I mean, listen. Still, the clubs that were mentioned, it's obviously just a fabrication, either from his agent or from somebody else or whatever. Because the clubs that were linked is nonsense.
No, but I
talked Juventus. You said Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Still, there's a fuss about him, and admit that.
Listen, the English players in the Premier League from England, not from other countries.
No.
From England
are overhyped.
No, not only single. Overhyped by whom?
By the English people. English tabloids.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. You said it yourself.
Yeah.
These rumors you're talking about are from England.
Yeah.
So what are we discussing?
We're discussing Adam Lallana. Yeah. And you know, the point is.
But what, you're discussing why he's hyped in Europe. He's not hyped in Europe.
I don't think he's.
So why? What's the question?
I just want to say, I don't think he's worthy of being mentioned in those kind of rumors.
It's a tabloid!
Even though it's Sun, I know. And the Sun says everything. What I'm trying
Danny
to say
Rose
is...
Danny Rose has been linked to Real Madrid for 4 years.
Okay, but listen.
When he wasn't even good.
But Danny Rose and Kyle Walker...
Now.
And I've seen the rumors about...
Now
United
the City
well.
Of United yeah. linked 60 million for both of them. Joke.
So what I'm trying to say is... Still, they've done something to deserve that. You know what? Adam Lallana is a shit player for me.
No, he's not
shit. I just said that.
You're preaching to a choir. You're being a bit too...
He's a little bit worse of Stuart than Stuart Downing.
Oh, come on! That's my view. Stuart Downing has had an incredible career compared to his talent.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been playing in Premier League,
and that's Adam Lallana to me already.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That is not correct. Adam Lallana is not Barcelona, Real Madrid pedigree
at all.
He
should go to Middlesbrough.
But he is a good Premier League player. But he gives you, every manager that he's had as well, raised about him as well. That's a positive thing as well. He puts in the shift every time. He doesn't need to complain that, but he's not the quickest. You just need to play him more correct. I think this season, the first half of the season, he played incorrect, and that is the best football he's produced for 2 years. He was great at Southampton, the best player for 2-3 years. He was very, very good there. He was by far the most creative, most important talismanic player they had before Liverpool snatched him. So he was, even when he was a bit younger, he was very good then. He's been good in the English team since he came on. So for Englishmen, when you see the English team, he's performed amongst the better the past year.
Would you say that he's better than James Milner?
James Milner, I don't think that they're not even similar players.
No, but they used to have a similar kind of position.
Yeah, but if you look at it now, I mean, Milner has played from the.
I would say that James Milner is more valuable to Liverpool team than.
Yeah, but he's
Adam
older.
Milana is.
He's older as well.
No, but he's one of those players that can play almost everywhere. And
yeah, but why? Where's this? What's the comparison?
I don't get Adam Lallana. I Milner need someone to explain him for me, and don't do it in a YouTube fucking clip.
No,
or
no, no. Okay. Well, if we go to this, he's good at picking up positions.
Yeah.
He's okay closing down,
yeah.
Despite his being an offensive player. Okay. So when you play a press system, he's good. Simple as that. If you want to have an attacking player who plays pressing system, then you'd rather have Lallana than a fucking slow fucker doesn't move. So for Klopp, Pochettino, these kind of managers, I understand they like him. He was linked to Spurs as well. I didn't like it. I don't want a 28-year-old coming into the Spurs team now when it's already settled. Even Sissoko, I don't think we needed him, but I know he needed one more player, and that's the one he got.
Yeah,
I would have, of course, liked Mane.
Yeah,
it would have been much better
he's
for
a
us.
He's a brilliant football player.
Not only that, Mane would have been good because he can play as a striker. So yeah. When you know, we would have another Son. You know, who can play up front, and because we don't have an extra striker except for Kane, because Janssen's not working at the moment at all. So I think that would have been good.
Before leaving our listeners today, let's just predict the African Cup of Nations. Just for fun. Just give me the best name. Just give me one name.
I have no idea.
Just give me one name. There's a lot of Premiership players playing in...
But you're talking about team now.
Yeah, give me a team. For the Cup.
Fuck, for the Cup. I just have to say a name. First thing pops out of my head is Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I would go with Algeria. I think they will win.
For funny, I was going to say Algeria before, but all right.
Okay. I think they will take.
Yeah, they're one of the big favorite contenders to win this year as well. I think African nations is extremely difficult to predict.
No. You know what? Not Algeria. I'll go back. I'll say Nigeria.
Nigeria?
Yeah, I'll say Nigeria. I just shifted.
Isn't that really... They had their coach back again now.
I think they'll win. This is one of the most unpredictable cups ever.
I think it's always... It's very difficult to have a cup in Nigeria.
It's impossible.
Especially because... The know-how about like how the coaches will play, the change coaches very often in African countries. I don't know, more often I think than European. I have no statistic based on this, but it really got that feel.
Yeah.
Maybe because they have more tournaments as well that will probably produce more sackings. But yeah, okay, we'll see if Nigeria wins. Milan's playing in 1 hour, so the pod will be out when you're watching the game.
Yep, okay.
And who are you playing?
Torino at home, and we're playing Torino away on Monday in the league, so that's the game I'm really...
So you don't care about this cup game?
I do.
It's funny, you don't care about the cup games, but you raved about your first title, which was in Dubai, in a fucking Super Copa League friendly
cup. You'd be one of the best teams in the world. It's amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Guy has lost it. Okay. thank you for today.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Hope you meet Berlusconi.
Yeah.
And tell him to...
Vaffanculo, vai!
Seduce your wife.
Yeah.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.